Mr. Zaphod Beeblebrox? Inquired the waiter. Yeah, said Zaphod, glancing up from his third steak. There's a phone call for you.
Hey, what?
A phone call, sir.
For me? Here? Hey, but who knows where I am?
One of his minds raced. The other dawdled lovingly over the food it was still shoveling in.
Excuse me if I carry on, won't you?
Said his eating head and carried on. There were now so many people after him he'd lost count. He shouldn't have made such a conspicuous entrance. Hell, why not, though, he thought. How do you know you're having fun if there's no one watching you have it? Maybe somebody here tipped off the Galactic Police, said Trillian. Everyone saw you come in.
You mean they want to arrest me over the phone? Said Zaphod. Could be. I'm a pretty dangerous dude when I'm cornered.
Yeah,
said a voice from under the table.
You go to pieces so fast, people get hit by the shrapnel.
Hey, what is this, Judgment Day?
Snapped Zaphod. Do we get to see that as well? Asked Arthur nervously.
I'm in no hurry, muttered Zaphod. Okay, so who's the cat on the phone?
He kicked forward.
Hey, get up there, kid, he said to him. I may need you.
I am not, said the waiter, personally acquainted with the metal gentleman in question, sir.
Metal?
Yes, sir.
Did you say metal?
Yes, sir. I said that I am not personally acquainted with the metal gentleman in question.
Okay, carry on.
But I am informed that he has been awaiting your return for a considerable number of millennia. It seems you left here somewhat precipitately.
Left here?
Said Zaphod.
Are you being strange? We only just arrived here.
Indeed, sir, persisted the waiter doggedly. But before you arrived here, sir, I understand that you left here. Zaphod tried this in one brain, then in the other.
So you're saying,
he said,
that before we arrived here, we left here.
This is going to be a long night, thought the waiter. Precisely, sir, he said.
Put your analyst on danger money, baby, advised Zaphod.
No, wait a minute,
said Ford, emerging above table level again.
Where exactly is here?
To be absolutely exact, sir, it is Frogstar World B.
But we just left there,
protested Zaphod.
We left there and came to the restaurant at the end of the universe.
Yes, sir, said the waiter, feeling that he was now into the home stretch and running well. The one was constructed on the ruins of the other. Oh, said Arthur brightly. You mean we've travelled in time, but not in space?
Listen, you semi-evolved simian,
cut in Zaphod.
Go climb a tree, will you?
Arthur bristled.
Now go bang your heads together, four eyes, he advised Zaphod.
No, the waiter said to Zaphod. Your monkey has got it right, sir. Arthur stuttered in fury and said nothing apposite or indeed coherent. You jumped forward, I believe, 576,000 million years, whilst staying in exactly the same place, explained the waiter. He smiled. He had a wonderful feeling that he had finally won through against what had seemed to be insuperable odds.
That's it, said Zaphod. I've got it. I told a computer to send us to the nearest place to eat. That's exactly what it did.
Give or take 576,000 million years or whatever, we never moved.
Neat.
They all agreed this was very neat.
But who, said Zaphod, is the cat on the phone?
Whatever happened to Marvin, said Trillian. Zaphod clapped his hands to his heads.
The paranoid android! I left him moping about on Frogstar B.
When was this?
Well, 576,000 million years ago, I suppose, said Zaphod. Hey, hand me the rap rod, plate captain.
The little waiter's eyebrows wandered about his forehead in confusion. I beg your pardon, sir, he said.
The phone, waiter, said Zaphod, grabbing it off him. Shee! You guys are so on hip, it's a wonder your bums don't fall off.
Indeed, sir.
Hey, Marvin, is that you? Said Zaphod into the phone. How you doing, kid?
There was a long pause before a thin, low voice came up the line.
I think you ought to know I'm feeling very depressed, it said.
Zaphod cupped his hand over the phone.
It's Marvin, he said. Hey, Marvin, he said into the phone again. We're having a great time. Food, wine, a little personal abuse, and the universe going foom. Where can we find you?
Again, the pause.
You don't have to pretend to be interested in me, you know, said Marvin at last. I know perfectly well I'm only a menial robot.
Okay, said Zaphod. But where are you?
Reverse primary thrust, Marvin. That's what they say to me. Open airlock number 3, Marvin. Marvin, can you pick up that piece of paper? Can I pick up that piece of paper? Here I am, brain the size of a planet, and they ask me to...
Yeah, yeah, sympathised Zaphod, hardly at all.
But I'm quite used to being humiliated, droned Marvin. I can even go and stick my head in a bucket of water if you like. Would you like me to go stick my head in a bucket of water? I've got one ready. Wait a minute.
Hey, Marvin! Interrupted Zaphod, but it was too late. Sad little clunks and gurgles came up the line.
What's he saying? Asked Trillian.
Nothing, said Zaphod. He just phoned up to wash his head at us.
There, said Marvin, coming back on the line and bubbling a bit. I hope that gave satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah, said Zaphod. Now, will you please tell us where you are?
I'm in the car park, said Marvin.
The car park? Said Zaphod. What are you doing there?
Parking cars. What else does one do in a car park?
Okay, hang in there. We'll be right down. In one movement, Zaphod leapt to his feet, threw down the phone, and wrote Hot Black Desiato on the bill. Come on, guys, he said. Marvin's in the car park. Let's get on down.
What's he doing in the car park? Asked Arthur.
Parking cars. What else, dum-dum?
But what about the end of the universe? We'll miss the big moment.
I've seen it. It's rubbish, said Zaphod. Nothing but a gnab-gib.
A what?
Opposite of a big bang. Come on, let's get zappy.
Few of the other diners paid them any attention as they weaved their way through the restaurant to the exit. Their eyes were riveted on the horror of the skies.
An interesting effect to watch for, Max was telling them, is in the upper left-hand quadrant of the sky. Well, if you look very carefully, you can see the star system Hastromil boiling away into the ultraviolet. Anyone here from Hastromil?
There were one or two slightly hesitant cheers from somewhere at the back.
Well, said Max, beaming cheerfully at them, it's too late to worry about whether you left the gas on now.